proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. As we continue in our series about Psalm 91, we look at what the author had to say about God's personal protection. After affirming that he enjoyed God's protection, that author issued this personal testimony. Quote, "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust." Unquote. The writer described God as his refuge, or machaseh, which is the Hebrew noun rendered as refuge. Machaseh could also allude to hope. Jeremiah, in the 7th chapter of his prophecy, told God that, quote, "Thou art my hope, machaseh. Thou art my hope in the day of evil," unquote. In the 3rd chapter of Joel, that prophet likewise proclaimed that, quote, "The Lord will be the hope, machaseh, the hope of his people," unquote. The term machaseh also referred to a shelter in which someone might seek protection, either from enemies or from adversities. Such a haven might not prove reliable, though. For example, the Jews of Isaiah's day sought refuge in lies, according to Isaiah 28. They did this rather than trusting in their God. Thus God told them of a coming judgment in which, quote, "Hail shall sweep away the refuge, machaseh, the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place," unquote. The author of Psalm 91 also described God as, quote, "my fortress," unquote. Matsud, the Hebrew word translated as fortress, gave its name to that stronghold known to history as Masada. The term Matsud could refer to a literal stronghold, as it did in 2 Samuel chapter 5. It could also be employed as a metaphor, as in Psalm 31, where it refers to God as a, quote, "defense," unquote. God promises protection to those who flee unto him. In the 14th chapter of Proverbs, Solomon stated that, quote, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge," unquote. God also invited his people to look to him for security. According to Psalm 144, David regarded God as, quote, "my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust," unquote. In Psalm 91, the writer of that chapter spoke about "my God," indicating that he experienced a personal relationship with God. Such a connection only comes through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As the Savior told his disciple Thomas in the 14th chapter of John, quote, "No man cometh unto the Father, but by me," unquote. Furthermore, according to the 1st chapter of John's Gospel, quote, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name," unquote. The author of Psalm 91 declared that, quote, "In him," that is God, "in him will I trust," unquote. He echoed the words of David, who penned these identical words in 2 Samuel chapter 22. The author of Psalm 91 did not show any reticence about publicizing his views. He followed the admonition given by the writer of Psalm 107, namely, quote, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy," unquote. The writer of Psalm 91 enjoyed God's personal protection, and he was more than glad to testify to that personal protection. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.